Let's go. Hey, family. Today is Tuesday, April the 23rd. It's another day the Most High has made. And my name is Adam with the Watchman Adam News Channel. Back with the latest end time news. And today we got 7 end time headlines to look at and much more. But first, man, let us say thank you for tuning back in with us today. Your support of the channel means the world to us. And can you give this video a thumbs up and make sure you have notifications on so you can stay informed of all the latest end time news. Now, while we're an end time news channel, the ultimate mission of our channel is to point you to our Father and Creator, the Most High God, and His Son, Jesus. And in my opinion, nothing demonstrates God's love for us more than John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Family, like I say all the time, that's the definition of true love. And before the update, guys, if you have any prayer requests, drop them in the comment section below, because family, I'm telling you, prayer changes things, and there's power in prayer. Now to today's end time news update. Family, let's go. Alrighty, guys, we're back with an end time news update. And family, we got a very interesting update this week. We got 7 end time headlines to look at. But family, I'm telling you, the closer we get to that appointed day, man, I'm telling you, this world is screaming the imminent return of our Messiah, Jesus. We are seeing the convergence of Bible prophecy happen on a scale like this world's never seen before. Family, keep on looking up. So what you say, without further delay, let's get into our end time news update, because you can truly see Bible prophecy in today's headline news. Alrighty, headline number 1 comes from the Gateway Pundit on April 21st, and this end time headline reads, nearly 700 migrants from China apprehended for illegally crossing California border in just 1 week. Guys, let's get into this. So, nearly 700 people from the People's Republic of China have been busted in 1 week for illegally crossing the California border from Mexico. Now, that number only includes those busted in the San Diego region during the 3rd week in April. And family, what's alarming is this. A lot of them are military-aged males. Now, since October 2023, California Border Patrol has detained 24,296 Chinese nationals sneaking into the United States, which is a record-breaking all-time high for the Border Patrol. Family, the situation at the southern border in the United States, guys, it continues to intensify. And I know a lot of these people are seeking a better life for themselves, but guys, I think a lot of them have bad intentions when they come to the United States. What do you guys think? Now let's jump to headline number 2, family. And headline number 2 comes from the Watchers.News on April 21st. And family, this end time headline reads, once in a century storm warning issued for Guangdong as Bi River surges to record levels, China. Family, we got more crazy end time weather right here. Let's check it out.
Turn to China, where days of heavy rains have swollen several major rivers in the south of the country, which are now threatening to flood, forcing the evacuation of tens of thousands of.
So, the southern Chinese province of Guangdong faces severe flooding risks with the Bi River water levels that are predicted to peak at 122 feet early on April 22nd. And this event is deemed a once-in-a-lifetime or century occurrence and comes after the region experienced record-breaking rainfall, affecting millions of residents. And this area was raised to the highest warning level that China has when it comes to weather. Family, this was an intense situation and looks very apocalyptic. This is yet more crazy end times weather. Family, let's pray for the people of China. And let's also jump to headline number 3, which comes from The Exposed on April 21st. And this end time headline reads, the end of humanity as planned by the global leaders. Family, let's see what the global leader up to now. I'm sure it's no good. So family, did you know there's an official agenda, one which is heavily promoted by the World Economic Forum, to replace the human race with robots, cyborgs, and AI? Their plan is to end the era of humanity and usher in a new era of neo-humanity, in which people are a mix of man and machine, and our thoughts and emotions will be monitored by artificial intelligence. This worldwide reform is called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, and its purpose is to link everything to the cloud or the internet. If Klaus Schwab has his way, it will be the end of humanity as we know it, and it's all under the supervision of the global leaders. At least they call themselves the global leaders. No one elected them at the World Economic Forum. Now, Klaus Schwab, founder and chairman of the World Economic Forum, stated during the recent World Government Summit in Dubai this, and I quote, "The future is already here. It's coming like a tsunami. The Fourth Industrial Revolution will not only change everything we do, but it will have an impact on who we are. Major developments are underway to transplant the human personality into robotic characters to give man artificial immortality. This is the ultimate dream of the elites, to become immortal." Good luck with that. It's not going to work out too well for them, but let's get back to the article. Robots are already replacing nurses, social workers, assistants, doctors, cashiers, cooks, law enforcement, etc. in several areas of the world. The first computer chips are already being implanted into human. The blending of man with machine is a reality. Now, family, the world economic Klaus Schwab and his puppet Yuval Noah Harari, they've made it very clear for years now that they want humans linked to the internet or to the cloud. Guys, that's not a good idea. They want to mingle God's creation with technology. Now, guys, think about this. They want to put microchips in humans. Well, family, they can't even keep phones, computers, tablets, stuff like that safe. Anybody with a little research and knowledge, man, they can hack into people's devices, family. So now they're wanting to put chips into humans. That's not a good idea. Our bodies are the temple of the Most High God. And the only kind of chip that's going in my body might be a Dorito. Microchip? No, sir, no way. What do you guys think about this? Let me know in the comment section below. Now, family, let's jump to headline number 4. And family, it comes from Fox Weather on April 22nd, and this end time headline reads, "Another multi-day severe weather threat looms for millions across the central United States this week." So the southern and central plains appear to be the target on Thursday before the severe weather threat pivots to the Missouri Valley and plains and expands in coverage by Friday. So it appears the spring severe weather season is kicking into high gear, with the Fox Forecast Center tracking the potential for another multi-day severe weather threat for millions of people across the central United States this week and into the first part of the weekend. Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible across several locations in the U.S. on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. However, the risk will ramp up as we head into the second half of the work week. Now, family, the closer we get to that appointed day, man, I'm telling you, we are seeing more and more severe weather patterns all across the United States of America. Look at this next picture right here. And it looks like this week, Wednesday through Saturday, Oklahoma City, Plainview, Oakley, Wichita, Abilene, Des Moines, Kansas City, Dallas, Tulsa, so many more. Guys, y'all got severe weather coming. And speaking of crazy end-time weather, let's jump to headline number 5, and this one happened in my own state. And this headline comes from AP News on April 21st, and this end-time headline reads, "Hailstorm sweeps through South Carolina, leaving damaged houses and cars." Now, family, one of our subscribers in Rock Hill told me that their windshield got busted out by this hailstorm. In a second, I'm going to roll some footage for you. But guys, this was really bad. Trees were uprooted and everything. I live maybe an hour and a half from Rock Hill. It's not that far from Charlotte, North Carolina. But in Rock Hill, man, they got hit very, very hard. Brother Joshua, I know you live close to Rock Hill. He's one of our subscribers. And if you're watching this, let us know you're okay, man. We love you, brother. But we got a few channel family members that live in that area. Guys, let's keep them in our prayers. Now, here's the video footage of the event. Family, check this out.
That is insane.
And seconds ago, I literally said I need to move my car inside. And it's freaking down. Oh my God. This is Rockville, South Carolina.
Family, as you can see, that was an intense storm, and you see in this sign right here, the storm blew this sicko sign over. That's wild. Prayers to everyone affected by the storm. Now, guys, let's jump to headline number 6. And it comes from the Washington Post on April 22nd, and this end time headline reads, Supreme Court divided over homeless ban and rights of the unhoused. Family, if you know me, I had to get into this one. Check this out. So, Supreme Court justices expressed concern on Monday about punishing homeless people for sleeping outside when they have nowhere else to go, while also struggling with how to ensure local and state leaders have flexibility to deal with the growing number of unhoused individuals nationwide. The court's review of a set of Oregon anti-camping laws could lead to the most significant ruling on the rights of the unhoused in decades, with potentially sweeping implications for state capitals and city streets. Yeah, family, in case you didn't know, Oregon has come down really, really hard on homeless people like so many other areas are. So an LA-based attorney representing the Oregon city said the problem of homelessness had been made worse in the West because of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rulings that found it was unconstitutional for cities to impose fines or other punishments on homeless people who sleep outdoors. No other court in the nation has followed suit. Why would you think these 9 people are the best people to judge and weigh those policy judgments? Asked one attorney. For more than 2 hours, the justices and attorneys argued back and forth on whether homeless people should be protected from city laws that could punish them because they have nowhere to sleep. Family, you know, one Bible verse that has always stuck out to me is this one right here. Luke 9:58. Jesus replied, Foxes have dens, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Family, so many cities in America are making it hard on the homeless. And family, that's why we do what we do with the Watchman Street team. And thank you for all the prayers for the trip this weekend. It went very well. We'll be in Charlotte this upcoming Sunday. But we need to remember to pray for the homeless people of America, family. They're people too. They're somebody's son. They're somebody's daughter. You know what I mean? But I find it to be crazy that cities are banning homeless people sleeping in certain areas, which I do get it. You don't want them sleeping in front of like a storefront or something like that. But there's something they could do to help these people. They're children of God as well. Let's remember to pray for the homeless people of America. There's a lot of them, and family, they need our prayers. Now let's go to headline number 7. And our 7th headline comes from NowTheEndBegins.com on April 22nd. And this end time headline reads, Social media erupts with stories of a red heifer being sacrificed in Israel for Passover. Will it actually happen? No, and here's why it won't. Now, family, this is a very interesting article. Let's briefly talk about it. So, family, there's a lot of talk going around that the red heifers have been sacrificed. There's a big buzz on the internet about it. Well, guys, it hasn't happened. At least, I haven't seen no reports that says it's happened. Now, there have been a lot of talk in weeks leading up to Passover that it could be done on Passover. But, family, it don't look like it's going to happen. Will they do it one day? Absolutely, I truly believe that. But all the rumors going around that the red heifer sacrifice is taking place, guys, they don't seem to be true. Just wanted to let you guys know that. I got a feeling, though, within the next year, we could see it happen. But remember this, guys. Jesus Messiah was the final sacrifice. Don't nothing else have to be sacrificed. Okay, family, now it's time to jump to the Seismos report. This is the part of the update where we take a look at recent earthquake activity from all around the world. And remember, Jesus told us in Matthew 24:7, this was red letters, the words of Messiah himself. He said this: "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places." So in the past 24 hours, there were 895 earthquakes, up to a magnitude 6.1, 531 quakes below a magnitude 2, 172 quakes between the magnitude 2 and 3, 98 between the magnitude 3 and 4, 77 between the magnitude 4 and 5, 15 between the magnitude 5 and 6, and 2 quakes above a magnitude 6. With the strongest one in the past 24 hours being a 6.1 in Taiwan. Family, we continue to see earthquakes in diverse places, just like Jesus Messiah said we would. Keep on looking up, family. And family, don't forget that we are currently in the time of Passover, which began April 22nd on sundown. And family, Jews celebrate the Feast of Passover to commemorate the liberation of the children of Israel who were led out of Egypt by Moses. And Passover is also the time when the children of Israel put the blood on the doorpost. And when the angel come through, the firstborn of Israel were spared. That was against Egypt. And family, I consider Passover every year a very high watch time. Keep on looking up, guys. Now, family, let's look at some day counts of some important days coming up. Like I said, we're currently in Passover, but we're 26 days away from Pentecost. And Pentecost is going to be very interesting this year. I believe that's the day that the 40-day warning that the Most High gave us with the solar eclipse expires. Going to be interesting to see what goes down. We are 162 days away from Rosh Hashanah, also known as Feast of Trumpets. It begins October 2nd with the spotting of the moon and ends October 4, 2024. That's always our highest watch day every year. And family, we're 171 days from Yom Kippur, also known as the Day of Atonement. It begins October 11th and ends October 12th, 2024. Alrighty, my beautiful channel family. That's our end time news update for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Guys, as always, I want to say thank you for watching. As you guys know, we put a lot of time and work into our update videos. So you guys watching them, family, it truly means the world to us. Thank you so much. We love you guys. You guys are awesome. And family, as we see that day approaching, here at the Watchman Adam News Channel, we'll continue to bring you the latest end time news until the day that trumpet blows. Let's go. And family, don't forget, Bible prophecy declares that we are living in the last days. Family, it's all coming together. It is truly 11:59 p.m. Wake up, Maranatha, Luke 21:28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Family, what things was Jesus talking about? The things we be talking about on this channel. The things Watchman Dan talks about. The things Rapture Ready for Jesus talks about. The things Watchman River talks about. Prophetic Watchman 88. Ron the Watchman. Family, there are so many out there. And Jesus said, when we see these things begin to come to pass, then look up. Why is he telling us to look up? Because our redemption draweth nigh. Well, my beautiful channel family, once again, I want to say thank you for watching. We love you guys. Don't forget, give this video a thumbs up if you can. Share it and drop a comment. because it helps us out so much and we do appreciate it. And if it's your first time to our channel, smash that subscribe button to join our channel family. Because you see, here on this channel, you guys are more than a number. You guys are loved and appreciated, and we pray for you guys on a daily basis. And speaking of prayer, as always, if you have any prayer requests, please drop them in the comment section below. And me and the prayer team, we'd be honored to pray over your prayer request. And remember, no request is too small, and no request is too big for our God. And family, that's facts. And family, if you want to make a donation to what we do here at the Watchman Adam News Channel, we have ways you could do so. Check the description box below. It's always greatly appreciated, but please pray about it first. And family, this coming Sunday, we'll be hitting the streets of Charlotte, North Carolina, passing out bads, so please keep our trip in your prayers. Till next time, family, Brother Watchman Adam signing out in 3, 2, 1. I love you, and remember, let's go Arpazzo! Take care, guys.